Slide on the pimp game with my pinky ring. Lot of gang, lot of bitches in the icy chain. While you claim that you rich, that's a false claim. I be straight to the whip, no baggage claim. Whole lot of styles, can't even pronounce the name. You ain't got no style, see you on my Instagram. I be rocking it like it's fresh out the pen. Only when I'm taking pics, I'm the middleman. Walk talking like a boss, I just lift a hand. 3 million cash, call me Rain Man. Money like a shower, that's my rain dance. And we all in black, like it's gangland. Say the wrong words, you be hangman. Why me stick to your bitch like a spray tan? Mister, what kind of car you in? In the city, love my name, nigga, I ain't gotta say it. Taste, she can get a taste. Taste, taste, she can get a taste. Taste, taste, fuck what a nigga say. It's all the same like Mary Kate. Taste, taste, she can get a taste. Taste, let you get a taste. Taste, taste, do you love the taste? Yeah, that's cool, but he ain't like me. A lot of girls like me, niggas wanna fight me. Nigga, get your ass checked like a fucking Nike. Me not icy, that's unlikely. And she gon' suck me like a fucking high C. Chains on the neck for the whole team. And I feel like Gucci with the ice cream. And my bitch want the Fenty, not the Maybelline. I'm the black JB, the way these bitches scream. Make this bitch scream. Pretty little thing. Like my nigga AE. Say, yada yeah, that I mean. She can get a taste. She can get a taste. Fuck what a nigga say. It's all the same like Mary Kate. She can get a taste. Let you get a taste. Do you love the taste? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I'ma put the drip on the plate. Yeah, diamond ice glaze, niggas imitate. Hey, hey, feed me grapes, maybe with the Drake. Slow pace, in the rave, got this shit from base. Diamonds at the par, the cookie hitting hard. The Robert's in par, I'm at it on Mars. Shotgun shells, we gon' always hit the tar. Popcorn, bitch, shell popping out the cartridge. 3400, no side chart bar. 4-8-8 Ferrari. Make her get on top of me and rob me like a Harley. She wanna keep me company and never want to bar me. Yeah, fish tail in the parking lot. I don't kick it with these niggas cause they talk about you. Yeah, and I got the fight, don't make me spark it at you. Yeah, keep it in my back pocket like it's a wallet. Like the way she suck it like a jelly. Stack it up and put it with the whole project. And she got that paddock on water moccasin. I'm rich in real life, I get that profit copy.
Taste, she can get a taste. Let you get a taste. Taste, taste. Do you love the taste? Yeah, that's cool, but he ain't like me. Taste, taste. LA, you can get a taste. Taste. Miami, you can get a taste. Taste. Oakland, you can get a taste. Taste. New York, do you love the taste? Taste. Chi-town, you can get a taste. Taste. Houston, you can get a taste. Hey, Portland, you can get a taste. Overseas, let the bitch taste. 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 She can get a taste. Get a taste, taste, taste. Do you love the taste? Taste, taste. Worldwide, they gon' get a taste.
Verbose.xyz tonight, rocking and rolling. I'm the mad scientist Miles Rhoden, and today I'm joined by my man Crafter, aka my dick run hot, aka Black Jesus, in the house. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I am doing fucking awesome. How the fuck are you?
Yeet! I'm doing fucking amazing, man. I've been obsessed this week in a raw way, dude. Like, found this platform, DLive. Fucking obsessed with it. Shout out to my man PewDiePie for bringing attention to this shit. And yeah, it like brings the best of everything that I love into one thing. Fucking cryptocurrency, a badass community, and decentralized network where people want to hang out with us.
With just a little bit of racism, right? Just a little spidge of racism.
You got to put a little bit of spidge, a little tinge of like racism and sexism up in that shit. And boom, you got a recipe for disaster, aka verbose.xyz. I was thinking about that. We're like the 4chan of any fucking of like the internet. We're like the goal is to like poison the bandwidth everywhere in every streaming platform in existence.
Yeah, it's like tonight, a product of 4chan newfags, right?
Right. Exactly. We're hitting it hard tonight too. Everybody and their mom is receiving our bandwidth tonight. Anything from YouTube to Twitch to fucking DLive, everybody's experiencing our shit tonight. Yeah. And we got a couple new joiners tonight. I want to give a shout out to Doobie. Been hanging out with my girlfriend all night or all day. She's unemployed currently, so she's just like hanging out on fucking. Just straight up hanging out on a DLive. I got her completely addicted. And she got Doobie to hang out with us tonight. Motherfucker is more hardcore than you, Crafter. And the way that every fucking follow he got, he took a straight up dab of shatter to the head. Dang. Do you think you could fucking hang on that shit?
How many follows did he get? That's the real
question. At one point, 18 in a row, bro.
Oh, fuck. No, I can't hang, man. I don't got that kind of balls.
Bro, I know. I'm just like, what? You're a fucking beast. I don't meet people that can smoke on that level. I don't think that fucking Snoop Dogg can smoke on that level. So shout out to you, Doobie.
The only other people who could compete are like other YouTube, kind of weed YouTube personalities that do that kind of stuff all the time. Like, oh, I'm going to do 100 dabs for 100 subscribers and shit. You know, like I've seen those videos. So
fuck that's real. That's real life.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just crazy. You know, like it's like, there's no way you can be enjoying yourself after like five.
Right. Oh my fucking God. I couldn't even imagine, dude. Like I take one dab to the head and my whole life is fucked. Like I remember the first time I did dabs, it was cool. Right. Cause it was like, okay, right on. I can dig. I feel this, you know, it was almost like the first time getting high again. But then, like, I don't know what it is. Maybe I just have, like, I'm a golden pussy syndrome or something where I fucking start hitting a few dabs and it just turns me into a total vagina. I fuck up. My life is over. Fucking, I question everything and every choice that I've ever made in my life. And on top of that, I got the worst paranoia and shakes ever. I end up, like, hiding under covers and, like, you know, it's like, why did I do that? Oh, God. Why can't you give me something safe like methamphetamines or something? Jesus.
God, people like you are why weed's illegal. You know, like, you can't handle your shit, bro. You can't handle your shit. Like, this is a very mild drug. Like, I might get a little tired. You know, that's about all you're getting from me.
That's why I like sativa, man. I feel like the biggest difference in weed culture is, like, the heavy indica versus the heavy sativa. Heavy indica is just so introspective. Maybe I just have so many regrets in my life. My shit's all fucked up. But sativa, man, it gives me like this elated feeling where I could fucking jam. You know, I could hang out for a while. So yeah, if I, oh fucking A, Doobie, thank you so much for hitting us up with the lemons tonight. Five lemons fucking donated. And that's the other thing, dude. Fucking, you're selling me on some good shit. Fucking, you want to hook it up with some crypto? Fuck yeah. By the way, I want to keep this going. And Crafter, I think you agree with me because verbose.xyz, we're not really about making any sort of money. We start every single one of our podcasts with some sort of like ridiculously ignorant rap that's popular amongst the folks out there. I can't even see the kiddos because drive around, right? You drive around Albuquerque and motherfuckers are blasting this in their car at all times. You know?
Yeah, everybody.
So it's like it's all the peeps. So I feel like it's a good subsection of like popular culture here. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. And to get that first copyright strike right out of the way, you know, just to show like fuck monetization right there. Fuck it. Over.
That is exactly fucking right. So I feel like every time that we stream on here, we're going to put I want to keep like maybe, I don't know, like 50 or 60 lino in my wallet so that like if people join, we could, you know, or not if people join, if I, you know, I want to watch or Crafter's watching some shows, we could like, you know, give shout outs to people, like throw a dime in here or two. But regardless, the majority of the lino, I'm talking 96% of it, is going to go back into the treasure chest. So at the end of every one of these streams, we're just going to throw it back at all of you because that's what it's all about. I mean, are you down?
I'm so down. And if you've noticed, lino is one of the few things I haven't told you is a shit coin yet because it has a platform. Which is the main thing separating most of these new currencies popping up. Like, they're just forks of some other currency, usually, you know, Crypto Knight variant. And they just don't have a purpose. They don't have a reason to spend them, a reason to collect them. It's just another, you know, pump and dump scam for the most part.
Yeah.
But I feel like, but putting a platform makes a coin useful. It gives it purpose.
It's not yet another Ethereum token.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet another yeet. Another yeet.
Yeet. That's my latest idea. Yeet. The yet another Ethereum token, because everybody and their mom does that shit. You know, man, same as Steam has a real platform. Bro, I feel you on that. We also, shout out to DTube. DTube's the shit. We definitely repost on there. And if we get any sort of traction, the two places thus far have been DLive and DTube. Funny enough, the decentralized platforms, you know? It's all about them DApps. You know what, man? Same as Steam has a real platform. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Real world use case. So I'm seeing like a delay. It's kind of funny. let me know, man. I have 10,000. What? You have fucking 12,000 followers on Steam? Holy fuck, bro.
You famous?
That's amazing. Yeah, I know, right? You internet famous, bro. It's legit.
Have an autograph, you know? Maybe a selfie with a dick in it.
No, it'd be a glass dick because he hitting that fucking dab rig like no other.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I'm all about creating my own Ethereum token because everybody and their mom does it. And just doing like the smallest fucking change to it. Like during mining, the block size is different. whatever, you know, just something fucking totally inane, totally stupid. And then releasing it as yet another Ethereum token. So that in existence, you can go on CoinMarketCap and see fucking yeet.
Yeet.
Yeet coin.
I mean, I like the name, but you need to build a platform. Like, make some video game for it, or make, like, you can trade, you know, porn postcards. I don't know. Just anything that makes people actually do something, and then it makes the coin useful, you know?
Don't you think half the shitcoins out there, though, have zero purpose?
Definitely. Definitely. 90%.
Right, so what would be another shitcoin out in existence?
I mean, your favorite, Turtle Coin, Aeon, I mean...
Fuck you, bro, Turtle... Okay, yeah, Turtle is a shitcoin, but I love it. It's amazing. It's fun. It has a great community.
And I kind of stay out of the current, you know, shitcoin scene, because I stick to the old ones, you know? I've been doing it since, like, 2010, so, like, Bitcoin, Litecoin. I like what I know, you know? And even though those don't have services, per se, built on the, you know, their blockchains, like, they're just used as a cryptocurrency. Which is just nice.
Yeah, when the fuck does that ever happen? When things are actually used as a cryptocurrency? When things are actually able to be spent? Which is crazy. We actually haven't touched bases on this yet. But the fucking idea of these new Android apps that are coming into existence. I want to say the Twinklevoss twins are working with that company to be able to network with several companies. Amazon being included, of course, in that. Starbucks and a couple other companies where literally you can go into actual stores places such as Starbucks, use this app that connects to, like, you know, the credit card readers, which those fucking things, don't stand too close to them, man. Those things will give you fucking cancer. They had things programmed into those things 5 years ago that have never been, you know, used and utilized until now. But regardless, fucking that you can put your phone to that shit and literally play with Bitcoin, Litecoin. And I believe if it's a repeat transaction, they have enabled in it Lightning transactions. So you won't be paying like $45 for your cup of joe at Starbucks.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be pretty easy to accomplish as long as this payment processor, which I don't know who it is, Winklevoss twins people, as long as they set up the first couple transactions with these companies and they're seen on the network, Lightning can repeat the transactions.
It's called like Cash D or something stupid. I can't fucking remember. Where the fuck? Let me see if I can find it. We're hiring over here at verbose.xyz. We need a fact checker to hang out with us and fucking call us out on our bullshit.
Yeah, like, I googled, you're fucking full of shit. Let me know.
As it stands, we're about as reputable as InfoWars, so, we got a long way to go. Fucking shout out to Alex Jones, by the way. You ever want to come in the show? Fuck yeah. Crafter wants to roast you. Yeah. And I want to see it.
You fat bitch.
Right? Also, same thing with fucking that motherfucker, John McAfee. You know, I got to talk about him every week. because, holy fuck, right? Like,
it's like a car crash. Like, you just can't help but look. You know, you have to look.
Yes, exactly. You just have to fucking look. And his shit blows my mind because, oh shit, what up, Jack the Ripper? Glad you're fucking hitting us up on Twitch. Tell all your friends, motherfucker. It's been a while, dude. Met this guy out in South Dakota. Him and his homies are fucking cool as shit. But, so if you check out shit like, what he says, all the shit that spews out of his mouth, his most recent ramblings is about this guy, and I didn't know this is a real thing until recently. Crafter had to kind of fill me in on the shit, but the Bitcoin time traveler, right? He can't show up for fucking Stephen Hawking at his time traveler party, but he puts posts on fucking Twitter, go figure.
And Reddit.
But and Reddit. Yeah, it seems like that's where like the time travelers hang out, is on fucking Reddit. If you have like two dicks or you travel through time, you hang out on Reddit. Fucking, or if you collect your semen in fucking containers, or am I stepping too far? Is that fucking?
That might be more 4chan, I guess. But,
that's 4chan.
But yeah. I digress.
Anyway, so this guy's coming out and talking about the validity of the Bitcoin time traveler, saying that 2025 Bitcoin is going to hit 1 million. And it, coming out of John McAfee's mouth, I'm like, all right, whatever, go fuck yourself, right? But when you realize that the last two predictions actually came true as far as like timeline and where we're at as far as the price of Bitcoin, you have to stop and wonder like, oh, wait a minute, this could actually happen. And it begs the question like, okay, cool. My like 1.69 Bitcoin will be worth $160,000 if that shit hits $1 million. What would you fucking do with that kind of money, you know? Yeah, I can't even imagine, bro. Strippers and cocaine.
Yeah, I mean, have you read the Time Traveler's post at all?
No, I haven't. I'm taking this at John McAfee's face value.
Yeah, I mean, and like the post is, please stop, like please stop using Bitcoin. You know, like, and it's just talking about how, you know, it's doubled every year, on average every year, as far as the value of Bitcoin has increased by a factor of 10. You know, like, just talks about, you know, how everyone's salary is paid in Bitcoin. You know, the average person owns just under 0.003 Bitcoin. Like, it's really like a kind of a weird long post, but he says that, you know, like, North Korea is the richest country in the world. You know, I'm sending this message from year 2025. It's pretty weird shit. Like, I mean, it definitely feels like a troll post. It definitely feels like just someone with a lot of time on their hands, like anyone on Reddit. But a lot of people have taken it seriously because they match those estimates. You have $1,000 in 2015, $10,000 in 2017, and they say $100,000 in 2019, and $1 million by 2021.
That's interesting. The thing that I think that's crazy about all of that is that these same people that are fucking hitting it up, you know, and reading these kind of posts are the same ones that are willing to like bull out the fucking market and make it happen. It's like the idea of Moshiach in Israel and the Trump administration pumping their efforts into Israel and sending over the Messiah himself, Jared Kushner, to try to make peace with Palestine. It's like we're taking this written down prophecy of the past, and instead of like letting it play out to see if it's actually real, we're making it come true. And I think that part of that exists in Bitcoin because, you know, in comparison to the stock market's so regulated. You can't like create communications with people and be like, okay, cool, we're going to make this happen. We're going to make this, we're going to pump this coin, whatever. We're going to fucking make this new coin. We're going to call it Yeet. We're going to do one little change to it, and then we're going to put it on the Ethereum blockchain, sell it as the best thing since sliced bread, get everybody and their mom to buy it, and then dump that shit. You can't do that with stock. And I feel like part of that is the slow burn of like, okay, cool, there are these prediction milestones. Let's get together with all this fucking money that we mined in the past that's obviously being traded, that we've obviously got people's attention on, and let's make $1 million happen. I feel like it actually could happen. That's weird for me to say, especially considering the fact that fucking the man himself, John McAfee, shout out to John McAfee, actually agrees with this.
I mean, and it could be just like you're saying, like, you know, like the kind of the planned Armageddon, like the internet wants it so much. And a couple people who were, you know, heavy hitters in Bitcoin early on want it so much that they just start buying, you know, at whatever price until it hits 100,000 this year. You know, like, I mean, that's something that could happen. I mean, like, there's enough money to pump it that high.
Wow. But, That's crazy. What's going to happen when it hits the market cap too? You know, is it all the miners going to stay there to keep the price up? Is that mining just going to be like subverted to paying for transaction fees?
Eventually, that's the idea, is that the transaction fees will be more than the original block reward anyway, so that, you know, the miners receive the transaction fee.
Oh, fucking crazy, man. That's what's up. Like, that decentralized banks ain't got centralized banks rather ain't got nothing on that, you know? Like, okay, you need 10 million to become a bank. Well, all you need is, I guess it's about the same to get into Bitcoin mining at this point.
But anyone could take a small drop, you know, like if they want. If they want to just, you know, buy a couple ASICs and make a couple dollars a day, you know, and then the big guys can, you know, make, you know, hundreds of thousands per day.
Fucking word. That shit's crazy, though. Yeah. I don't know, man. Like a couple ASICs, though. You have to get, like, the latest, like, fucking Antminer 12 or some shit to even make a yeah. dent, dude. Yeah. And even then, you're joining a pool.
It becomes a lifestyle. It definitely becomes a lifestyle of mining, watching ROI, upgrading, and, you know, just like following that cycle of always, you know, selling as soon as you can, you know, mining for a little while, selling the unit, buying a new unit, mining, selling it again, and just continuing to do that, you know, just to maintain profits.
God damn, I'm all about it. I want to be.
No way.
What do you mean, no way?
It's a strong hustle, man. It's like things could go wrong on the network in one day, and now you're, you know, you lost. You know, huge.
It is a strong hustle. You're right. I'll stick with mining shitcoins at this point. It's funny because one of my favorite shitcoins is going straight down the toilet right now. WebChain. Shout out to developers of WebChain. Fucking. And you made a good point today at work. Like this idea that once you have gone to an exchange before you actually found a purpose for the coin, your shit's a shitcoin pump and dump from the get-go. Like, and I feel like WebChain, they had a lot of really good ideas off the bat, which was like, you know, being able to be available on any platform, using WebChain to pay for hosting, right? You know, but it became was like, hey, we made it on an exchange. Guess what, guys? We have a new app so that you can mine this with your cell phone. Like, you ever try to mine cryptocurrency with your fucking cell phone? Oh my God, dude. Like,
no.
Oh my God. Like, I think I used my, maybe that's why my Nexus 5 died.
I would bet so, yeah. That'd be
fuck. In retrospect, that was a bad idea. Fuck. Anyways.
Like, phones have, like, little to no cooling. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Fuck. Oh, yeah. But, wow. My mind's blown right now. Anyway, so, like, mining, the hash that you get from, like, a Nexus 5, which isn't a bad, it's like a hexa-core processor. But you're hitting at, like, 0.002 hash. So you get absolutely nothing. Even when you're mining to like a Kryptonite variant, and Kryptonite V4 even for that was really kind of hash intensive. To compare that to like Pico Turtle algorithms, which you could throw like, I don't know, like a kilohash at it. Or you could throw, I'm sorry, let's say you throw like an older Xeon. It's like you're hitting at a kilohash. You take that older Xeon, you throw it at WebChain, you're hitting at like 300 to 400 hash total. So with the shitcoin known as Turtlecoin, in a day's time, you could have thousands of that coin. With WebChain, it was more like if you have really nice processors, let's say like a Ryzen 7, which I think is actually the best. Ryzen 7, AMD processors seem to be the best that hold out as far as Kryptonite mining is concerned. Then, you know, you're rocking it. You're hitting it at like 1.5, 1.6, but you're still not... And you're getting quite the block reward, but it's only if you're mining to pools. And the pools that you're hitting, especially WebChain, from the beginning, man, it suffers from the same thing that Ethereum, I think, kind of suffered from. And that's being inadvertently centralized. Like, there was only a few people really mining at it. And they weren't doing much, you know? They weren't doing much to move it. They weren't doing much to decentralize. And then the other pools that would pop up, people would, like, talk down about them. Shout out to Loud Miners. Those motherfuckers held it down. They literally like, we're trying to help the community and decentralize. They got talked down by WebChain. And they're like, fuck you. We're going to keep hosting this. And oh, by the way, your bullshit coin, we're going to create a GPU miner. Here you go, everybody. Which even with the latest updates to the blockchain and forking it, et cetera, they still were able to update their miners to keep it going so that it's still, to this day, CPU mineable. I wouldn't suggest fucking with it because, yeah, fuck that shit. But regardless, a fun little lineage. Down the tubes, man. Sell all your fucking web chain and definitely fucking double fucky fuck BSV. Sell all that shit too. That's a centralized coin in and of itself. There's like, I haven't found very many pools, and the pools that you find for Bitcoin Satoshi Vision are all owned by Craig Wright. How about that guy?
Wow, go figure. What? The one fucking asshole claiming to fucking, you know, have the vision copyrighted the fucking the sites and fucking everything, just centralized everything himself, and you think that's the vision? What a fucking cock.
Yeah, right. Like, okay, Satoshi's vision is to support the common wealth of larger institutions to eventually replace fiat currency, right? Okay, that sounds good in theory, but what do you mean by like? You know, common law institutions. Are you talking about banks? Are you talking about financial institutions? And you're talking about the adoption of crypto by financial institutions. That to me does not sound decentralized by any means. How the fuck is that Satoshi's vision? You read the first fucking paragraph of the white paper and it's all about putting the power of bank into the individual.
And if people want to have like large corporations run banks with cryptocurrency, they have to play by the same rules as individuals. They shouldn't be able to create new currency out of thin air or change a block reward or do anything. They shouldn't be able to freeze an account or fucking demand identity for your money. That's exactly what cryptocurrency is against.
Exactly. Big bank take little bank. Bank. Big bank take little bank. Sorry.
And this, tries to make little bank and big bank equal. You know, I feel that's what cryptocurrency is really about. One person bank or 1,000 person bank should be the same rules, and everything should be transparent and captured on a never ending ledger where you can't hide money. You know,
I totally agree, but I mean, could you argue that with the difficulty of mining, you know, especially the big three, like, doesn't that kind of still put the power into the hands of those who can afford it?
Yeah, but that's kind of a problem of life on the world. I mean,
yeah, fucking free market capitalism, get good, bitches.
I mean, the caveman with the most, you know, bananas, I'm sure he could, you know, buy a lot of soldiers. I don't know.
No, wasn't it vagina back in the day? You traded bananas for vagina?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't remember. I'm not able to get that far back.
Fucking shout out to Boozy Badass, hanging out with Doobie all day. And by the way, Doobie, thanks for hanging out with my girl. That was fucking cool. I caught the tail end of it. You guys are fucking funny as shit. She a trip, though, for sure. Like, she was going on Doobie's chat, being all like, talking about her sex life and shit. It was awesome. And she admitted that she doesn't let me eat her pussy. But shout out to Doobie trying to get her to, like convince her to actually let me do it.
Yeah, definitely. But she's definitely, like, that's weird. That's weird. Why not? You know, like, you think you smell funny? No, that's not true. That doesn't happen.
No, dude, like, she has a fucking golden pussy, bro.
See, exactly. Like, I don't know. Women are weird. They just get so weird. Like, oh, let me go shower. Like, no. No.
Or, okay, go shower, but still, like, most of the time we're fucking, she took a shower beforehand anyway. Oh. And that's a crazy thing, dude. I've met so many women that the ones that want you to eat their pussy are the ones that fucking have the most crazy rank vaginas.
Roast beef. Yeah, roast beef sandwich.
I don't mind roast beef. It's got to be clean, though. Make that roast toast. You feel me?
Yeah, get rid of it. Get it rid of it from this world. Everyone with a roast vagina, go get a pussy tuck. God damn.
Dude, there's fucking Boozy was telling me, too. There's this fucking, there's a company out there that was doing that. They were like creating initiatives for women to get fucking their shit tucked. We got to jump on that bandwagon, man.
We should start a charity. I think we should help these women out. And they shouldn't have to suffer with, like, you know, getting their internal lips stuck on the side of their bikini the rest of their life.
I got to say, though, that there's something fucking sexy as fuck. Correct me if I'm wrong. Of, like, you're pulling your dick out and it's like the pussy's, like, sucking your dick because all the lips are, like, you know, wrapped around it and shit.
It's like banging a dude in prison with a pink sock, like, asshole. Like,
shout out to my man with a prolapsed rectum. Oh,
prolapse
rectum, damn near killed him. Fucking, I want to do something real quick while I'm thinking about it. The treasure chest is now up to 1, and this is on the Miles Low Road account, verbose.xyz. We got 3 watchers. Thank you for checking us out. If you're checking us out for the first time, please consider following either my channel, Miles Low Road, or definitely verbose.xyz. It's going to be exclusive to – this will be our exclusive location for the main podcast. Obviously, we're using Recast currently, and just like all the motherfuckers, everybody's getting this. We're fucking – overtaking the fucking bandwidth. Everybody and their mom is going to be watching this shit, whether they like it or not. Please share our over-prevailing fucking broadcast with everyone. But anyways, as I was saying, fucking let me throw these linos back into this chest so that by the end of this account, by the end of the stream, I'm going to distribute this to everybody. Nice. Definitely check us out on DLive. Fuck all those other places. Like Twitch, that's the thing. Like I've literally been losing sleep this week fucking watching streams on DLive. And what amazes me more than anything is like you go on Just Chatting on Twitch and it's like 90% titties.
Yeah, bouncing titties doing Just Dance.
Exactly, dude. It's like, you know, you want to go in there and just tell them to do the default dance for Fortnite because you want to see that shit fucking knock them out. Okay, so you juxtapose that to Just Chatting and DLive, and it's actually people out there like, maybe not necessarily like the long format like we do, where we're literally trying to like have a conversation and shit, but people are reaching out to motherfuckers and having a conversation in chat, chilling, fucking distributing coin amongst each other and having fun, you know? It's like, ask me questions. Like, you see big, burly, Viking-looking motherfuckers hanging out, you know? It's refreshing to me. It's like, it's a real platform for real people, not necessarily... you know, just titty streamers trying to make a buck. Fuck that shit. Yeah.
Or overtaken by bots upvoting things like YouTube, which you don't really know what's actually trending or what's being, you know, forced to down your throat trending. You have no idea.
Right? Right? Exactly. Let me fucking put in my password yet again for this shit. Bloop. Oh, God. Oh, God. Wrong password. That's the only thing weird. When you want to transfer to the treasure chest, you have to put in your password each time. It's kind of gay.
Security. Security.
Security. And if you're new to this platform, make sure that you go up into the upper right-hand corner of your account. Click in there. Fucking go down to Lino account. Click on there and make sure you set up your shit. You're going to have to fucking set it up in such a way where you like sends a text to your phone to fucking verify or whatever. But you won't be able to use your Lino account if you don't do that. And that means like people like us that are out here streaming, fucking distributing coin through the chest. Let's say you've been hanging out, like, you know, messaging us, following us, hanging out all night. And then we got like 1,000 fucking Lino in there and we hit that. If you don't have that shit up, you can't get any of it. That happened to me watching Fundy. By the way, Fundy, if you're watching this or you're checking this out later, bro, shout out to you. This motherfucker wasted his fuck on us on Sunday, the day before Memorial Day. Joins the chat out of the blue. I think it was like 1 or 2 in the morning and just starts showering us with Lino and then fucking, and then leaves. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
cool.
That's cool as fuck. This guy is literally, you know, he's a verified user on DLive, does not stream at all to YouTube because he's like, fuck all that shit. You know what I mean? He's like that. They literally zucked me. So fuck them. Right. And then he fucking, you know, I'm in his chat just kind of chatting with him on Saturday, hanging out. Because I, again, was amazed that I'm just chatting. It's motherfuckers hanging out. It's not like titty streamers. And I complimented him on the fact that he's not using titties to fucking sell his product. Instead, it's more like I'm having fun with the peeps. And he fucking joined it. And he's been joining every time. Every once in a while, it'll see him just pop up in and be like, what up? We're, you know, verbose.xyz ain't much. Like, what show is this? We're on show 17. Am I right? Is it really show 17?
17.
We've been doing this 17 weeks in a row. Shit. You know? So, and this is our second time, you know, having our actual podcast on DLive. So, like, we're absolute nobodies, and he's just still popping in saying, hi, what's up? It means a lot to me that, like, you guys notice what we do. And that's the thing that blows my mind. I keep sucking the dick of DLive. Maybe that's why it's called DLive. It's like, dick live?
Yep. Dick live in your asshole.
Give it to me, DLive. Yeah, daddy. Yas, queen. Oh, my God. Fucking, what are we missing in the news? We were talking about fucking, obviously, our boy John McAfee. Fucking, oh, yeah, I'd only touched on this a little bit. motherfucking Jared Kushner, man. That asshole. So, recently, this has been in the works too for a while, where Trump was like, we're going to send out, Jared Kushner straight up to fucking Jordan to make peace with the Palestinians. And it's been kind of rumored on Jewish websites. I got to stop with the anti-Semitism, not Jewish website, Israel loving website, because I got to start discerning between the Jewish people and Israel, yeah. Especially since what they've done in Poland.
Yeah. And, and especially there's a lot of Orthodox Jews who don't support the idea of Israel.
You know? I love that dude. Yeah. I saw that documentary on Vice, that whole idea of like, wait a minute. No, the Quran's not the Quran. Fuck, I'm so fucking xenophobic, racist, fucking homophobic asshole.
Torah?
Sexist. Yes, thank you, Torah. Then the Torah, their interpretation of the Torah is that this is God's works. We're not to rebuild the temple. We're not to force the hand of Moshiach's return, but instead allow it to happen naturally. Thank you. Torah, Torah, Aurora Borealis, and lava showers. So... fucking, these Orthodox people will actually go out, and this is really prominent in England, in the UK, and like say, free Palestine. Like, holy shit, seeing these curly ass, Hasidic Jews being like, free Palestine, that's a sight to behold. And but the most important thing is that it's a reminder that, okay, don't hate the Jews, hate Israel. And that's why I can dig with, Ilhan Omar, the idea being that. It's not that she hates Jews. It's that she hates the U.S.'s involvement in Israel. And she's a she's a devout Muslim. Like, our country isn't supposed to be based on one religion, and certainly that religion wouldn't be Judaism.
Yep.
I digress.
Yeah, I believe her religion is bullshit, just as like any other religion is bullshit. And I feel my rights are violated any time one is recognized more than the other. Like, show me proof. Otherwise, get the fuck out,
mm-hmm, indeed. Yeah, exactly. And I think the better approach is let it happen, rather than force the hand, which I feel is what's going on with the Trump administration and Jared Kushner and Bibi Benjamin Netanyahu, and the whole Likud party, conservative party in Israel, That the idea is that, okay, we have this here, we have the infrastructure, the only thing in our way is the Palestinians. Let's make these things happen by creating public awareness around this. We'll use our victim card, at the same time as persecuting other races, creeds, and religions. Even to go, in Palestine, Israel really lost me on the idea that they're going to try to force Poland to pay them reparations. I feel like most of Israel is comprised of Polish Jews that were escaping the Holocaust. What up, Boozy? Oh, you finally made it. I was about to talk shit. Like, you hung out with Doobie all day, and then you won't even. Love you. So yeah, fucking Jared Kushner, man. Like, went over to Jordan, tried to have peace talks with Palestine. Palestine wouldn't even hear them. Didn't even want to go there. And that to me is fucking beautiful. It's like, we're going to stop this dead in its tracks. It makes me like Muslims way more than, fuck, I keep doing it. Don't hate the Muslim. Don't hate the Muslims. Although last week we were kind of, throwing some shade on Muslims, weren't we?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like their religion's bullshit, and them trying to change the world on their religion, that's even more bullshit. So yeah, we can call them out for that. Fuck them.
Okay. Word. 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 I'm into that. Okay, cool. Whew. I was a little bit concerned there for a second. Like, I feel like the one religion we don't give most, most fucking shit to was probably Christianity. We need to hit them up more.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them child-raping Catholics. Fuck all those other churches that just trying to make money and then separate into another church and another church and then another church and then another church. It's fucking like, how many fucking churches do you need? Like, it's not God's house when there's fucking one on every block.
Yeah, exactly. But I think more importantly that, what is God's house? Is God's house something where people should come and feel safe? Or is God's house someplace where we manipulate people to both give up their genitals and their money?
Mostly money. Mostly that 10% tithe. That most.
Mostly money. And the only generals are given up are underdeveloped anyways, right? So it's okay?
Yeah, sure.
Fuck you.
Mostly money.
Fuck. Sorry, I'm munching on a little bit of soup right now. It's fucking crazy.
Soup, huh?
Soup? Wait, today's not even fucking Tuesday or Thursday. That's when you do Soup Fest, right?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, bro?
Today's
what
Wednesday.
Up? Why? It is Wednesday, my dude. Desecrating fucking soup. Soup Tuesday, Soup Thursday.
Today on Verbose Soup Fest.
What yeah!
What kind of soup are you having there? Is it beef-based or chicken-based?
It is beef-based, actually, and it has wild rice in it.
Oh,
Boozy
no.
likes my cooking.
For only four payments of $14.95, you could have one cup sent to your house today.
You could be payable also in Lino, Steam, Bitcoin, and Litecoin.
Yeah.
Fucking I'll spend Litecoin, bro.
Yeah, or any conspiracies about aliens, I'll take those.
Hell yeah. Aliens. You're talking about the UFOs?
The UFOs? Possibly. Mm-hmm. Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bro. I was going to fucking say, oh, Boozy, thanks for the lemon. You're fucking amazing. You know I'm just going to throw that right back in the chest. That's what's going to happen. Right, meow. You could get a chest. Chest. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You could. That's right, Boozy. You could get a chest. Sorry. But I was going to go through some fucking, some interesting communications I got. First one up. This is, actually, I should save this one for last. I'll save this one for last. But I did get, do you remember, if you're a longtime listener, you'll remember, Barry, that we talked to this bitch, Carrie Elidi. If you're watching tonight, love you, girl, but I'm putting this out on for everybody. America. That's why we are all fat here. That's right. Can't speak for myself, but definitely, definitely crafter. sorry, love you.
Thank you.
So okay, wait, here. Let me start. I'll give you a little better backstory on this. So Carrie, she joined our podcast. We wanted to kind of bring her on and talk about love line kind of thing and talk about her issues with her man. And it was funny at first because it was like. She suspected her man cheating and he had like a hernia and he couldn't fuck her right. And she wanted to kind of come on the show and be like, men, stop being pussies and just take your women, right? But we also wanted to be like, okay, yeah, exactly, Boozy, this bitch. We also wanted to, you know, kind of like put light to this idea of like, okay, so you're just encouraging men to rape. Awesome. But it never really got that far because you got all like, oh, he left me for this other girl. But then we started realizing how fucking retarded she was of, like, this idea of, you know, being the girlfriend of a dude who has a wife he never divorced. And then he turns around and ditches her after having a kid with her and goes with some other chick, right? What did you fucking expect? He, like, he fucking ditched his own wife to fuck you and procreate. What made you think he was going to stay with you? Like, did you have a golden pussy? He wasn't even fucking you towards the end. So regardless, so she kind of latched on to me and I know her from high school, all this shit. And she started like texting me all the time. Like I was like her gay best friend or like her dick in the glass. And Boozy didn't fucking like it. And I don't blame her. And that's the uncanny thing about me and Boozy's relationship. We are blatantly honest with each other about everything. Our feelings, our hopes and dreams. Literally our dreams and like who we're actually attracted to, like is it, not that we're gonna fucking cuck each other in some sort of way, but it's more like if we're gonna be together, we're gonna be each other's best friend. We're gonna like share everything about our lives with each other. So fucking I'm telling her about this bitch and here let's see. So where's it at what, okay, wait, let me find a good part in this. Okay. Yeah. So, what the fuck? I'm trying to find the one part where she,
oh.
Okay. Yeah, here we go. What?
So yeah, this bitch.
Okay. Yeah. So this is what she texted me. This is a while back. This is May 10th. She's all like, Jonathan is mad at me 'cause we submitted a, visitation. Oh, our spelling is so crazy. Visitation schedule, and it was not 50-50, which is what he planned to have to pay me $530 in child support. Blah blah blah. I'm so glad for you. I think this is me talking about being with Boozy, trying to like give her a hint. And then she's like, what he doesn't realize is $530 a month will save my house so it doesn't get foreclosed on. And they own this house together, by the way. They're not even fucking married and they own this house together. So my text to her, I'm glad for you. Don't worry about what he says. He's just a boy. Cause he is, he's fucking just playing this chick. Yeah. And then, I'm not trying.
Day one.
Yeah, exactly. He's been a complete cuck since day one. It's fucking ridiculous. And she still loves him. I don't fucking get it, but I digress. Okay, I try not to, but you know, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I'm a stupid fool for him. I try to learn to be. I try to learn not to be, but he makes me feel bad when I don't give him what he wants. I will, however, send my usual good night. I love you, text. So good night. I truly do love you. That was the next text. I'm like, oh. So at this point, I'm like, sharing this with Boozy. What the fuck? Sorry, that was totally not. And she says, bot for you, obviously. Sorry. I was like, I was wondering. And there's literally a good fucking 10 minutes that go by in between. And that's the weird thing, because it's like, she's talking with me about what he wants. And it's like, however, I will send my usual good night. Good night, I love you, text. So good night, I truly do love you. It doesn't, in that context, it sounds kind of strange to me. You know what I mean? But then she's like, oh, sorry, that totally was not really sorry. And I said, I was wondering. My bad, I send him a good night text every night. I told him I would until he doesn't love me anymore. He still does with me. We aren't talking to each other, but we still send it. My bad. I do love your friendship, though. It means a lot to me. And then my next text is, you ain't making my girlfriend very happy. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, wifey. I sent it to him on accident, promise. And then today, this is for you, Boozy. Today, I get a message. And this is the good one. She's like, hey, are you cool? And are we cool? Because I felt like shit since I sent you that message. That was clearly not for you. And then my response was like, hey, Carrie, it's all good. Just keep in mind that me and Ashley are very close. I share everything with her. She's essentially my wife. Also, keep in mind how you feel, how you might feel if some woman is contacting your man. She trusts me, not you. And then she goes on to say, I totally understand. It was a mistake. I truly do apologize. I know how much she means to you. You tell me so many wonderful things about her. I would never do anything to interfere with that. It obviously was meant for Jonathan, and I was texting both of you at the same time. I am so sorry, and please give her my apology. I hope she knows it was not meant for you. I value your friendship a lot. You have helped me tremendously, and with my issues with Jonathan, you are both very lucky to have each other. So you've heard it here live first, Boozy. She's apologizing to you. That doesn't mean that I'm going to reach out and talk to her. You know, the last time we talked, it was like this 3-hour conversation of her complaining about her man. It's like, number one, I'm not your boyfriend. And number two, I'm not your fucking psychiatrist. And if I were a psychiatrist, I would heavily medicate you. yeah. So there's a little bit of update for Carrie, a.k.a. Please Rape Me.
I mean, it sounds pretty legit to me. I mean, based on the facts of the story, A, she's very stupid. You know, the facts being she can't spell. She still loves this guy. And I believe that she could probably just not know how to text because she's that stupid. Sorry, Carrie. But, I mean, you probably got like 80 IQ. I don't know. Fuck.
Oh, god damn. Boozy, I think, agrees. Hold on. Let me check up on this chat a little bit. America. Girls are... Oh, wait. This is from Doobie. Girls are meant to have some curves. Ain't no one want a breadstick out there with a bleached... a bleached heart ass. I don't know. I think... Crafter likes bleached heart asses. I think we're talking about the asshole, right?
Yeah, it makes my dick look dark.
Dude, what? AKA my dick run dark? AKA my dick look dark?
Man, just speaking a deep voice like this.
Yeah. Yeah. What up, Tyrone? I'm about to stick it in. What the fuck? But yeah, it's all about the curves. I can't fucking deal without. Like, if I'm fucking a girl that's all skinny and shit, it's like I can feel the bones up against my bones, and then my dick go completely fucking soft. Can't deal. Boozy definitely does it for me. Wait, what? Boozy loves my curvy bleached heart asshole? Wait, you're going to give me that asshole finally? Dude, I love you. Doobie, bro. Okay. Thanks for hooking it up.
Well, thanks everybody for showing up. We're ending the stream early tonight.
gotta go hang out with Boozy. Got a heart-shaped bleached asshole for me. Babe, I would take your fucking chocolate starfish, bro. It's cool. I love you. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So
maraschino cherry, right?
You ate nerds out of her butthole. let's see. So, what the fuck? Oh, yeah. This is the update that you're going to love, Crafter. So, if you haven't seen, we made it major updates. No, I shouldn't say we. Fucking Crafter hooked up the website. Major updates to it. It's not just me dancing in a unicorn outfit. It also has links to all of our shit on there. Go figure. Including our repository that's just an open index file with all of our archived podcasts, 1 through 16, 1 through 16 currently. After this show, it'll be 1 through 17. Definitely check it out. Check out our old ones. And though this one has really shitty audio, our first one was called My Name Jeff Chronicles. There's this motherfucker that I met at Red Lobster. His name is Jeff. It's not just a meme. He's manifesting. You just gotta check out this guy. He's fucking insane. One of the craziest guys I've ever talked to, probably in my life. And literally, I got drunk with him at the bar, at the Red Lobster bar, and then took him to my house. People were making fun of me, like, you took a guy home? Like, yeah, to hang out with me on my podcast, not to suck my dick. But little did I know, he probably would have sucked my dick, but regardless.
Yeah.
So Crafter updated the fucking website, so I was sharing this with everybody, including, like, going through my old texts and just sending it to everybody. And I was like, ah, fuck it. I'll send it to Jeff and see what he fucking says. He hit me up, dude.
Really?
He hit me up. Yes. Okay. What's up, dude?
Is My Name Jeff coming back on? The bro. Sequel?
Bro.
We get bro. The sequel of Double-Fisted Assholes. I'm sure you're getting to that, right? He got double-fisted in the asshole. Like that.
Yeah,
craziest shit ever, right?
Yeah, it's not that he was double-fisting someone. He literally, on meth, had a girl double-fist him. And his excuse was she had small hands.
Yeah.
So anyways, we've been dying to get this guy on the show. And I think, like, once every other week, I send him, like, hey, bro, what's up, dude? How's it going, man? Fucking, you want to come back on the show? Nothing. And then fucking today at 9:21 Mountain Time, he's like, what's up, dude? Long time, man. I'll be up there in June sometime.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. My Name Jeff, part two.
My Name Jeff Chronicles Part 2. It's coming, guys.
It's going to be the best show ever.
Yeah, exactly.
We might have to get video. I don't know.
Oh, fuck, dude. I'm down with that. I am down with that. And I don't mind showing my mug. I was webcamming yesterday, even. And this guy, you got to see this guy. Because, like, you know, you get that average-looking Texas guy. You know, medium to bigger build. Fucking kind of on the short side, but definitely stocky. The drunker they get, the thicker their accent gets. This guy fits the Texas trope to the T, right? And then you get him drunk and start talking about drugs and sex and shit. He's talking about fucking going to, like, Victoria's Secret, buying panties off the shelf, going to the cashier, fucking looking her dead in the eyes and buying them, like, a smile on her face, like, you know. Fucking smiling and shit, and then going home, putting the panties. I think he wears them and then jerks off with them.
Yeah,
like he was really open about this shit.
Yeah, he said he liked how the cashiers looked him in his eyes while he bought the panties,
and that's what he would jerk off about.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got to get this motherfucker back on. I feel like I gotta start perusing the bars again. Be like, hey, let me find the most, like, fucked up individual that might kill me but might not.
Maybe we need to create, like, a mobile broadcasting device so we can do this there at the bar. So we don't got to bring him back to your house so you're not, you know, as gay.
Or dead. Dead and gay.
Dead and gay.
Does it count, like, if you get murdered and then they fuck you in the ass, are you gay?
Your body's definitely gay, but your soul's not in it anymore. So.
Oh, you're hoping for a face cam? I don't know, man. It's also not about the ego. I'm not the most pretty. I want to get boozy on the face cam. Because then, you know, people actually want to watch the show. But that's only for Twitch. Need to see your reactions and personality. Okay, word, I see you. Maybe one of these days. We'll see in June. We think of it more of like a show, to be honest. Like this idea of fucking, you know, just making the conversation, hanging out with all of you guys.
Yeah.
And that's what I appreciate tonight. You guys hanging out and chat with us, fucking hitting us up. Yeah, I mean, this to me means more than me fucking putting my ugly mug on here. Maybe I'll put like a little cam and I'll mix it up and put like a little picture of me, not like the whole fucking thing. Also, all you motherfuckers with the... Yeah, Boozy, I want you to start streaming too. And she plays some cool games too. She out there on that World of Goo, which that's no reflection of like our whole, you know, sexual thing where I like to jizz on her face.
Make but her a World of Goo, right?
I love making Boozy a World of Goo. She's you my World of Goo.
She's open her eyes and suddenly she's in a World of Goo.
Dude, she's all porn style too, man. Like, you know, let it drip through the eye like it doesn't even affect her and shit. She's amazing. I love what she does for me.
Yeah, I know. That can make you go blind. Be careful. Be careful.
You jealous. And she cooks good too. But what was I? Fuck, what was I saying? Fucking camming it out. Yeah, like, I don't know. I want to fucking... That's the one thing that's really cool about T-Live. Really cool bots and scripts where it's like, this met this goal of this many followers, blah, blah, blah. Wait, did you tell me LMAO verified? Yeah, wait. Verified live, exactly. Boo takes it on the face. It's like big bank take little bank. Bank. The type of money she gonna, the type of lino she gonna take it on the face.
Hey.
Hey. It's cheer. Legitimate lyric. Bang, bang, oh, bang. Fuck. Holy shit, we're up to 10 views on the Miles Lowroad channel right now. Thank you for joining us. If you're joining us for the first time, we are verbose.xy. We're fucking rocking and rolling tonight. My man, Crafter, to the right, aka my dick right now. Thank you for here just chatting up a storm. Glad that you're hanging out with us tonight. And I just want to throw this out there while we get around. If you donate anything to this channel tonight, I'm going to take all of it and throw it directly back into the chest so that we give out at the end of the night. I'm just going to do that every time. After a few chats, I'm going to just stop saying that. Check it out in the fucking description or whatever. But Boozy and I need to practice like making babies, but I keep putting it either in the wrong hole or in the wrong place. So I don't think she'll get, you know, I don't think her mouth can get pregnant.
Yeah, usually not. But you know, you never know. Maybe there's a miracle. Mm.
Is that how Jesus was?
Yeah, that's what the Bible said.
Better to be to end up in the belly of a whore than on the floor.
Exactly.
Fucking love it, dude. Shout out to the Bible. Babe, I'm so glad your face can't get pregnant. Because that'd be weird. She has like the perfect face, perfect cheeks and stuff, but I think maybe that's why like I end up missing her vagina hole and getting all of her got that pretty face.
Where would a face baby come from? Like, would it like make the chin grow bigger? Like, like you walking around looking like Jay Leno and shit, like
like one cheek or something.
Yeah. Like hamster cheeks.
Oh God, that would be crazy. The hamster cheek and then the baby comes out of the face.
Yeah.
Ugh, God. That'd be fucking weird.
Shout out to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Shout out to Alex Jones fucking keeping the frogs gay since 1998.
Fucking face baby.
Fucking face baby, dude. Maybe that's how Alex Jones was born, dude. Yeah. A face baby.
Or some kind of swamp creature.
Dude, have you heard of like his beef between fucking whatchamacallit? He's got a big beef right now going with fucking Owen Benjamin. Big Bear Owen Benjamin.
About what?
So Owen Benjamin was going on Alex Jones's show for a while, you know, and doing like a spot on there, half an hour, hour. But Owen Benjamin brought up the Jew question.
Oh no, the Alex.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not on the Alex Jones show, but on a separate podcast where he had a devout Jewish leader on, and this other like rapper dude that was like, he does podcasting and has a bunch of rappers on, and he also has a bunch of like, how would you say, radical middle people on his show who talking about politics and things like that.
But still not brave enough to talk about the Israel problem.
on Alex's show, no. But on this show, they did talk about Israel and the idea of Jewish involvement and everything. Dude, fucking that, yeah, conjoined twin, dude. It'd be, cheek would be the conjoined twin, right? Like, fucking left cheek, right cheek, conjoined twin. Fuck. Oh, God. Anyways, so, like, they go on the show. They have this, like, three-hour conversation that's amazing. And they get to the bottom of several things about, like, the Hebrew language and the idea of different interpretations of the Torah and how different sects of Judaism actually interpret what the Messiah or Mashiach will be. It was a really good conversation. But you couldn't convince Papa Bear fucking Owen Benjamin that the Jews don't fucking control everything. Next fucking day, Alex Jones kicks him off of a show. Like, doesn't have him on anymore. And all these people that were talking shit about Alex Jones' show finally were validated by that. You know, like, oh shit, see, now you get to see how much Alex Jones seems to be a shill for Israel. When you look at like older podcasts of Alex Jones, he definitely, even with his Bilderberg shit and Endgame, brings up this idea that of Israel's involvement, at least monetarily, and the ideas of like taking over the world in 9/11. So yeah, fucking now you the average podcast you see with Owen Benjamin is him getting drunk as fuck and talking shit about Alex Jones and making a bunch of Jew jokes.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh no. So but see, he should have went the more professional route. He should have, you know, engaged him, chose a platform and went after him and questioned these things, you know, question why they're allowed to be an ethnostate, question, you know, why such a violent country is never questioned. You know, like if you have that big of a body count, you know, like there should be questions.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And if you're taking like massive actions on smaller fucking issues, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For example, like the idea of being hacked and then all of a sudden you bomb where the IP came from. What the fuck? What if someone was using a VPN? You guys are fucking stupid. And you just use it in excuses, more, you know, more atrocities on people that aren't necessarily innocent, but also don't deserve to be wiped out as a people.
No, and then there's still, you know, the whole discussion of what the right of self-defense. At some point, there's a human right to self-defense. You know, that if you feel or people are trying to kill you, you should be able to have the right to have, you know, arms to at least distance yourself from them. You know, like, I don't mm-hmm. want to be near you. I think you're trying to kill me. Like, why should that be illegal?
I totally fucking agree. If you look at, you know, if you look at what's going on with the forming of Israel, right? It was literally the United States saying, hey, you guys get to exist. And that happened, like, I want to say in the 60s. It didn't happen too long ago. And Palestine's been there well before that, you know? I feel like if you want to follow the Bible, the Jews were moved out of that area. Palestinians moved in, and the Jews are like, okay, we can have it now, back now, because Daddy Merca said it's okay. The fuck? You know, get the fuck out of here. Why can't you share? Why can't we share, like, you know, big boys and girls?
Yeah, and how can you even force, like, you know, like a ethnic or a religious preference for a whole country? Like, why don't I have the right to emigrate there now? It's just such a weird contradiction of standards. Like, to call it freedom or to call it democracy in any way is just it's a joke. Like, when you only allow certain ethnicity or a certain religion to vote, can you call that democracy? I mean, like, when Germany tried to do that, that's an atrocity. That's a human rights violation. And I agree it is. I agree that on both counts, it's wrong. You shouldn't be able to separate a class of people just because you don't like that kind of people. You're not even judging them individuals. You're classifying them at race or religion or, you know, by who they associate with or who they live near. Like, that's insane. That's not a human thing to do. That's almost like a machine.
Right, exactly. I have to hit up this chat real quick because I gotta make something said to Boozy. Maybe if you start swallowing my jizz, it'll get closer to your egg and that will get you pregnant. Maybe. And yes, Doobie, you should go on your fucking podcast as Daddy Dabby or Dabby Daddy. Either, dude. You do have a superpower. When Crafter says, wow, you smoke more weed than me, that's a fucking achievement.
That's an achievement. Achievement unlocked. I tried, man. That's wow.
Dude, check this out. Fucking, yeah. I'm Dabby Daddy. It's my superpower. Yep, 35, including 3 globes of all diamonds. For all the diamonds. I hope you fucking got a shit ton of diamonds. That's fucking amazing. You gave him the nickname Boozy? You're a badass.
I'm going to watch this channel. I'm going to have to like try to go like for every 5 he does, I'll do 1 or something. You know?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, dude. It's like drinking out of older movies like Rocky Horror Picture Show and shit. You could watch fucking Dabby Daddy and fucking make it a smoking game for sure. Fucking Boozy badass fucking giving out nicknames like no other. Holy shit. Yeah. I miss smoking weed, man. For a minute there, I was cool. You know? It's been over a month now, believe it or not. And what makes it harder than anything is I quit smoking cigarettes, too. I'm not vaping. I'm not smoking cigarettes. I ain't smoking nothing. And I don't think since I was 18 have I never smoked anything. It's either one or the other, you know? And when I quit smoking, it was like my weed content would go through the roofs, so to kind of make up for it.
So did you switch to food or did you switch to coffee?
I switched to coffee, man. I went the ean route. I'm going to just start pumping more eans in my body. Instead of the nicotine, it's going to be the fucking caffeine this time.
Peen?
What?
A little bit of peen. Just put a little bit of peen in here.
Oh, babe, by the way, hold on to that jar. I'm going to craft pee hard. Wait a minute, is that illegal what we're talking about on this podcast right now?
I don't care. Freedom of speech. Fuck you, government. Suck it.
Yeah, suck it.
The whole fucking West Coast is legal. All of Canada is legal. Like, that's most of North America. What the fuck?
Right? And fucking Mexico don't give a fuck.
Yeah, Mexico never gave a fuck.
And at the root of it, America doesn't give a fuck. Yeah. I think that we weren't making enough money on fucking... you know, we weren't making enough money on weed anyway, so it's like, fuck it, we'll keep all the other drugs illegal, import them into our country, and then fuck it, we'll just sell weed. You know, we'll just make the weed super powerful. It's that zombie weed. Yeah. Shout out to Alex Jones, that George Soros is fucking making the weed stronger to make us docile population.
Hope so. Fucking hurry up, George Soros, hook it up. I mean, it should have been capitalism all along, though. It should have been the market decides. If no one wants to buy weed, weed would go away. If everybody wants weed, weed gets better because, you know, scientists develop better and better strains or more productive strains that they can get higher yields so they make more money. I mean, it should have been capitalism deciding the whole time because there's no science backing up a ban. There's just none.
Right, exactly. And I don't feel that any sort of, like, potency within the weed would create a zombie nation. I think if anything... that marijuana tends to make people more observant, more keen to changes in their environment. I wouldn't say that weed is something that necessarily like makes you shut down. Something similar to like opiates, right? I think that's a bigger problem to fucking drown out all your shit with fentanyl than it ever would be smoking a you know, hitting up them dabs, hitting a whole globe, or motherfucking, you know, smoking a straight up blunt to the head.
I agree.
Yeah. Joint for one person, blunt for two people. That's how it used to be when I was actually... Canada has very interesting packaging for their shatter. Huh. Wait a minute. Is that where Daddy Dabby lives? Dabby Daddy lives? Where are you from, Doobie? Are you from Canada? Or are you from fucking Colorado? Yeet, yeet! That's so hard to have it right there, Smo. So wait, you're from Canada then?
Eh?
8? Because I was going to say, if you're in fucking Colorado, bro. Yeah, he's in. We'll be up in Canada soon. I got some homies in Alaska we got to hang with. But if you're in Colorado, be like, Crafter, we're going up this week. I'm taking up a boozy so she can meet Dabby Daddy. We got to wait till Boozy gets a job, though. Same thing with me. But I'm starting to change my mind about, like, joining fucking government, taking a government job. Like, I really do want to make more money. But the longer that I stay on this project, the more I realize how, A, it's special it is, and B, like, there's things that are more important than money, and that's freedom. I think I would sacrifice a fucking a cush government job where they fucking comb my whole history to fucking, you know, a little bit of freedom. Being able to be on the show and talk shit about the government or talk about smoking weed or, for fuck's sake, smoke weed.
Yeah, maybe. You know, but things change. You know, sometimes governments change. Not much, rarely.
Dude, fucking, so Doobie's about it, I think. We need to do a remote stream. So if we bring up our equipment, Doobie, and go hang out with you in Canada, we can fucking... Are you down to take a road trip, Crafter?
No, they won't let me back in. I don't got a passport. They won't let me the fuck back in. They're like, you're banned. I'm like, oh, shit. Well, that's
all cool. Right, I'll tell you what. You can hang out in Montana.
Yeah.
Unless he's in Edmonton or something like that, or fucking, if he's in Newfoundland, you can hang out in New York while we're in fucking, we're in Canada.
And that's why I'm for open borders, because to me, like, that's freedom. Freedom's very limited to me. When I walk to the border, I can walk no further. And, you know, like, that's, there's a limit to my freedom. There's a place I can't go, and that sucks. And so borders would benefit me personally. I could just walk into Canada. I could walk into Mexico. I could just fucking leave. I can come back. I think it's a beautiful thing.
I think open borders would be great if we all were at kind of a similar level. You know what I mean? If we're all at a similar playing field. But the government in Mexico has been so corrupt so long. All the cartels have basically taken over.
Yes.
Even so a lot of the people
all
there...
All the resorts are owned by cartels. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Right, exactly. It's like Canada. Everything up there is owned by fucking... You can't fucking go to a bar / inn. All the bars up there have inns and shit and package without it being owned by, like, Hell's Angels. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know, like... And that's a lot less dubious than, let's say, cartel members who will fucking saw off your head for looking at them wrong. But regardless, I think that it causes a lot of problems with the open borders. Sure, like, ideally, fuck yeah, like, let everybody in and allow people to be able to experience the... Allow Americans to walk freely into these other countries safely, right? Allow other people to come into our country to experience economic freedom. But there's such a divide that's created with the different levels that we're at. It's like taking someone from a war-torn country that's used to being to surviving at all times, not caring about anything other than themselves, for good reason, obviously, and then putting him in a first world environment where all your needs are taken care of and you can literally, like, live off the backs of others forever. I think that eventually creates a rip in the fabric of the economy in an area, especially if there's not the education put in place that other people can come up to the same level. Before we have open borders, I think we need our education system. Booyah. How about that? How about them apples?
How about them apples? Yeah, but what about me? Like, I already fucking went to school. I already have a fucking job. Why do I got to be restricted just because some other assholes? So you're telling me, like, I'm in perpetual elementary school where one person who can't get the fucking assignment right holds the whole class back? That I can't fucking have any progress because some asshole who can't learn or refuses to work, like the lowest of the low of all of society and humanity is holding me back, and we're going to have policies that demand that? That's crazy to me. I feel like we should have policies that encourage the best and you know, only support the people that are going through tough times for, you know, small periods. That you should never be able to go have a lifetime, ever.
Before I comment on that, oh my god, fucking Doobie gave Boozy the best fucking nickname ever. Fucking the goo goddess, bro.
The goo goddess. Yeah, world of the goo and the goo goddess.
Favorite game, favorite activity, favorite nickname. Boozy drink. Badass. Oh, fuck. Boozy Badass, the goo goddess. Oh, my God. Yeah, babe, if you do start streaming, you have to fucking, you have to use that as your moniker, as your nickname. Boozy Badass, a.k.a. the goo goddess. I agree with Boozy, by the way. Open Borders does sound kind of scary. Regardless, going back to your point of, like, why should you be punished, is that get good, motherfucker, and get a fucking passport. That. Lazy fuck. Like, change all of the laws
now
so I can
give
go
my
to
name to the government and tell them where I'm moving, and they get to track me, and they get to inspect all my electronic devices because I'm going through a border. That sounds crazy. That's a lot to give up.
What do you mean? You think? If you drove through the Mexican border, you think that's what would happen?
Maybe on the way back.
I don't know about your electronic device stored on that RFID that implant in those and passports now, which is, that's kind of the weird thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I took mine in the butthole, so, you know, I'm good.
Hell yeah.
At least that's what he said. I'm putting an RFID tag in here.
Oh, okay. It's like when you fucking got more semen for the sea people.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I sucked it out of a little tube. Fucking no guests tonight. I was hoping Crispy K would join for a little bit.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Yeah, motherfucker. He's too busy playing Heroes of the Storm.
God.
It's like the fucking Memphi effect where you family and you just sit there and play video games the whole time. Could you do that though?
Yeah, no, probably not.
Babe, you want to get on chat? Do you? If you want, I'll add you.
Do it.
Yeah, you want me to add her? Okay. Hold up, let me get to where we're at in Discord. Also, we're going to update the site again so that you guys can fucking hit us up in our Discord as well. For now, I think the link is in our About page if you want to join our Discord, boost.xyz. Mm-hmm, okay. Boozy Badass, where the fuck you be? Here you are. Bloop. Can't I hit shift or something like that? And then add so it doesn't call the person? I don't know. Oops. Whoops. She's been having troubles with her phone too, so we'll see if she can actually join. What up, Boozy?
Experiencing technical difficulties.
Word. I might be able to edit OBS real quick and put her. But she's going to be like, no, I'm showing my face. We were playing a little bit of Crash Tag Team Racing the other day, and she was on that chat a little bit. Not that you could see our screen. You can't hear? Yeah, we can't hear you either. And you're not muted, and your volume is up. I think there's some issue with your the mobile thing going on with that. We're going to have to work that out if you want to come on the show. I'm all about it. She's got the bug. DLive has given her the bug. It's the platform. Like, I'm fucking looking, and then, like, she's like, yeah, I've been hanging out with Doobie all day. I got to go. You know, I came home. You saw how fucking tired I was. I stayed up till, like, 3 in the morning last night. And then I come home.
Oh, shit. Can you hear me now?
Oh, shit. Yeah. What up, Boozy?
Oh, shit. I can hear you now, too.
Hell, yeah. Welcome on the show, baby. How you doing?
Oh, hello.
So I fucking come home and your ass is sitting straight up on DLive hanging out. You already made like, you made moderator in fucking Doobie's chat. Fucking way this chica.
You're like, so you made mod? And I'm like, yeah, because I hang out.
Yeah, you do. That's badass. I should give you mod over here. I can't make myself look bad. Set moderator. There you go, babe. You are now mod on the Miles Lover channel.
Bam.
Bam!
I mean, based on your voice, have you ever thought of the job of, a sex phone worker?
Me?
Yeah.
Do I have a good sex phone voice?
Yeah, I think it sounds just like every time I called one of them.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Welcome to 1-900 Anal Pounding, where all of your pegging dreams come true.
1-800 Bleach Butthole.
You gotta stop. You can't say that like that around.
Around who?
Crafter.
Oh, Crafter likes bleach buttholes?
Almost as much as he likes dick. Almost. Super close. Oh shit, I forgot to throw that lemon in. Let me do that real quick.
I'm gonna try something really fast. Can you still hear me?
Yep.
Oh shit, cool.
Yeah, what up? I'm gonna throw this in real quick. Let's see here. Throw my password to this. Boom. Continue. Oh shit! Throwing two more lemons. Goddamn! All right, let me back chest.
He threw in those lemons just for me.
Oh yeah.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea. Thanks, Doobie.
Doobie doo. Wait, say that again.
Doobie doobie doo. Where are you?
No, when you said Dabby Daddy, you gotta say that.
Dabby Daddy.
You're gonna give him a boner saying it like, stop. Now I'm jealous.
Yes, Dabby Daddy.
Oh my God.
See, good thing Willard. Right, there's a future here. There's a career here.
Blabe, you don't have to get a job. We could just start you a 1-800.
Yeah, or you think just cam girl it.
Cam girl it.
I'm too fat to be a cam girl, but like,
no,
I could totally do.
just check out like 4 cam girl sites real quick, and you'd be like, oh, never mind. I'm not. This chick's way big. Like, wow, that one's way bigger. She don't even fit in frame. What the fuck?
Fuck, that's hilarious. Yeah, you should definitely, we should download this video and fucking just grab that piece that says, yeah, Dabby
yes,
Daddy.
Yes, Dabby Daddy.
Yes, yes. And then he could add that as a script or to his
so every
for
time
followers.
Someone follows him, it's like, yes.
Oh my God, that is fucking beautiful, babe. Helping out all the streamers on DLive. Fucking love it. Okay, so wait a minute. You get... Let me throw these two lemons back into this chest. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All right, yeah, I'm a moderator now. Cool.
Yeah, there you go, babe. Got you, fam. Got you. I'm going to throw... I want to stay at 15, so I wonder if I could throw just 1.36 in here. Let's see if it works. Does it work? It doesn't. It doesn't. It only allows you to do whole numbers. It's weak. Submit.
Dang. When I started hanging out with Doobie, he thought I was a dude. He called me a brother, and I was like, I'm a girl.
You know what's funny? Is the same thing was happening with Envy Storm. I kept calling him a chick.
Oh,
and
then
it was only until you joined his chat and was like, oh, he. I'm like, how do you know that? Well, he is talking. I'm like, ah, fuck.
Oops.
Babe, you improved his chat like 200%. That's fucking awesome, babe.
So he was like, let me try to, like, you know, like when stuff pops up when people follow. Mm. I was like, every time someone follows or like throws an ice cream in, just like have that picture pop up of like someone like taking a dab. And he did that today. It looks good.
Hell yeah. Throwing two more lino into the chest. I think people like follow, they like start like perusing around, and if they see someone's shit is like higher in the chest, they're like, okay, let's hang out now. Fucking love it. Let's see. Oh, this is my favorite gift right now. Actually, I have a couple in here. I've been collecting all kinds of different streams. This is my absolute favorite because that's straight up Fundy. Shout out to Fundy.
Is that real? Fundy was in Doobie's chat last night. It was crazy.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Hell yeah. That's my favorite shit right there. And then there's some other good ones I found. Like, obviously, you got to get Ricardo up in here. Yeah. That's a pretty good one. Oh, goddamn. Babe, where did you get that? Oh, fuck yeah.
I've been saving stickers like crazy.
Dude, Squidward, fuck. Oh, my goodness. Yes, queen, yes.
Khaleesi, yes, Khaleesi.
I have something close to Khaleesi. Here we go.
I was playing The Sims last night, and I created my character to look like Khaleesi.
But you turned our dog into a Dalmatian. Kind of weird.
Oh, I decided to take the Dalmatian away.
Did you?
Yeah. So
you put it down? You're sick. You're fucking sick. You just put down a healthy dog because you didn't like how it looked? You got problems. Shit.
Well, you believe in abortion, so what's the difference?
Puppies are cuter than babies.
You're not wrong.
Sometimes, like, before I wanted to have kids, I was like, I just kind of wish I could pop out puppies out of my vagina.
Yeah. I mean, puppies never caused a genocide. You know, Hitler was never a puppy. Hitler was a baby.
Puppies did nothing wrong.
That's right.
Puppies did nothing wrong.
Mia is the cutest puppy.
Mia is fucking cute as shit. I do agree. Shout out to Mia. I wish Mia had thumbs, because she would totally be watching this right now.
If she could talk. Mm-hmm. She'd be in on it.
Yeah, yeah. We should get Mia on the show one of these. No? Maybe?
I have to have a camera.
Oh yeah, word. It could be, what's that favorite dog that you follow on Instagram or on YouTube? Moose?
Oh, Moose. At Moose the Mini Bully on Insta.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, Insta. Not to be confused with being straight up extra.
Moose the Mini Bully.
Aw, cute. Hell yeah. Oh yeah, here's one of my other favorites. This is actually my favorite GIF that I've collected thus far. This fucking bitch. Beautiful. Oh god. And that's the thing too. I don't know, Crafter, I'm saying a lot of these things off. Oh hell yeah. I'm saying a lot of these things, you know, on a whim here, but I feel like you'll correct me if I'm wrong. Feel free to spam the chat. There's several times where I've gone on different DLive streams, and it was this one guy. His stream was ask questions to a French guy. Turned out he was a Quebecois, so he's a French dude out of Canada. And
that's Doobie. He's a French Canadian, right?
Is he? Well, yeah. Doobie is actually a cool French Canadian. This guy was like talking shit because people were coming to the chat and trolling him, right? And saying, you ain't French, you're French-Canadian. It's like coming into this chat knowing that Miles Lovett is Puerto Rican and calling him C-Mexican. That's funny. That's funny, right? I think that's funny. I think that, yeah, okay, fucking people. That It's the banter that makes things more interesting. When you fucking want to like, my moderators are going to ban you because you said things about me. I'm not French, only my GF. Dude, Quebecois girls too? Oh my god.
Says, oh, you're Dutch Canadian. Oops.
Hence the big penis. any dick looks big compared to a penis. Dick, give me a break.
I could have sworn your bio said French Canadian, but I guess it.
Babe, take it back. He has a way huger dick than that. Like, probably three times the size of any French Canadian, bar none. You could line up five French Canadians, and it pales in comparisons to Doobie's fucking fat Doobie.
His fat Doobie.
Exactly, Daddy Dabby, yes. See, I do
yes,
it,
Daddy.
I do it. All the boners go away. Fucking does it. They all fucking instant erection. Sexual eruption. Fuck. Where was I going with that? Fuck. I was on a rant there. What were we talking about, Crafter?
No idea.
Oh yeah, motherfuckers. Yeah, motherfuckers coming on here and trying to care about people trolling in the chat. Like, I'm gonna have to set my chat at like 3% slow mode because it's just going too quickly right now. You see your chat going so fast that you can't read shit, you're probably doing something right. Just keep it going, let it flow.
I was watching this guy last night, and, like, the whole, like, conversation of the chat was about people spamming, like, oh, don't spam, don't spam, don't spam. Like, that was everybody's comments. Like, you guys are boring. Like, why are you talking about spamming? Just talk.
Right? That's why I like the 420 stream. Because, like, his rules are, like, come on here, self-promote, spam, and fucking hang out. Like, that's what it's all about for him, is, like, this, you know, connection. And that's, I'm all about that.
Doobie straight up called his girlfriend very hairy on live stream today. And I was like, she's gonna kill you, bro.
Maybe he's into that.
He's like, no, she knows that she's very hairy.
Fucking,
my butthole into a heart shape. But he's like, she just has to cut hers into the hair.
That's foul. That's horrible.
Oh, that's beautiful. I fucking love that. That's so good. Oh my god. Fucking. I knew this dude. I used to work with him at this acrylic factory here in Albuquerque. His name is Joe, and he was all about hairy bushes, dude. Like, he straight up watched that 70s porn where it looked like, you know, a fucking coarse hair, like, paintbrush and shit. You know what I mean? Like, straight up. I couldn't imagine, dude. Like, I'm not about the shaved. I'm definitely not about the shaved. Like, you gotta have a little bit of hair, especially because I'm into fat girls.
He told me that if your pussy is shaved, it looks like chicken cutlets. I will never forget that.
Yeah, you look like it's not chicken cutlets, baby. You look, it's like, not you, because you keep your pussy hair like perfect for me. But it looks like straight up, like, you know, turkey dinner, like plucked chicken. It's like straight up. That's what it's like when a fat girl shaves. You're like, yeah, about that. Can we wait like a week? It's like you're sticking your dick in turkey dinner, pre-cooked turkey dinner. I'm gonna just go.
Doobie's girlfriend, the dabbing mommy, because he's dabby daddy.
Does she happen to do ecstasy? You can
call her what?
I said, does she do ecstasy? You could call her the Molly mommy. Molly mommy, Doobie daddy.
Dabby daddy.
Dabby daddy. Sorry, fuck. It's like that Cardi B song.
They call me Cardi, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale. What do they call you?
Dabby daddy, yes.
Dabby daddy, yes.
Fucking, I'm glad Lois. Did I tell you about Lois's fetish, Crafter?
Diaper girls?
Yeah, well, pretty much, dude. Exactly. It's that fucking fetish, daddy's little girl shit, where they all, like, dress up in as toddlers and suck on binkies and shit and have their daddy push them on swings and stuff. He's the daddy to a 19-year-old.
Yeah. That's so wrong on so many levels.
Question for all of you out there, especially the dudes, and I think you can answer this too, Boozy, because I think you understand this on a certain level. Sansa. Could you ever find Sansa sexually attractive?
No.
How about you, Crafter?
No way.
Doobie doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
No way. It's just like her or Arya. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, you watch them grow up. Like, why would you ever develop that feeling?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Part of Game of Thrones where... Sorry, I keep cutting you guys off. I'm at part of Game of Thrones where they just... Tyrion that he has to marry Sansa, and like she's all freaking out. She's like, I have to marry him, he's a dwarf. And he's like, oh, you get to fuck a child. And he's like, I don't want to fuck a child.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Wait, sorry. that fucking cut out on me real quick. Fucking, you're talking about Tyrion, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to fucking Discord, by the way. You fucking develop your shit in Linux, and then you fucking end up fucking, you know, playing all this bullshit and optimizing it for Windows. Like, literally twice tonight, my shit's closed, just randomly. That literally just happened. Just boop, done. Fucking Necros hit me up, by the way. Just got home from work. It was just me and the manager closing again tonight. but I was a little busy, got $30 in tips. And my boss gave me some keef. Ah. I wonder who could smoke more, Dabby Daddy or fucking Necroturge, a.k.a. Daddy. Enchanter. Yeah, that's fucking A-right, dude. He's a pro. He's a pro. I can't even talk shit.
I can't believe he did 35 dabs today. Like, that's wild.
It's amazing.
I can't even do one dab.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. I'm like, fuck no, I can't even do a single dab. Not a single one. Fuck that shit. I guess how my fucking screen set up, I could put like three webcam squares. One of which will be Crafter's chocolate starfish, because I don't think he wants to put his face on here.
Nah, I'm good.
Crafter, yeah. But you're so handsome. We would get all of the views.
Mm-hmm. Lady Crafter would be very jealous.
Doobie, when did weed become legal in Canada?
Training for 15 years. I think, Crafter, you've been training for longer than that, huh?
Probably about the same.
Yeah. Same? Okay. Weird.
Well, weird. No. 17. Since 17 I was 18, years. For the most part, since I was 18 years old.
Yeah, same. I didn't start smoking weed till the age of 18. I was all good and went to, like, you know, youth groups and stuff like that.
Same.
And same?
Then I, like, had sex for the first time when I was 18 and started drinking, and then I'm a bad girl now.
Yeah, I wouldn't have it any other way, babe. But yeah, I had sex for the first time at 18. And it was with my high school sweetheart.
7-8 months is not that long to be legal, dog.
Dog?
Legal, dog.
Do be smoking that legal out in that Canada Quebecois, dog. Fucking shout out to Drake, dude. Talk about the most garbage human garbage. I shouldn't say garbage human being. Garbage fucking rapper in existence. I don't even understand, man. What the fuck were we talking about today as far as, like, garbage rap was concerned? Oh, yeah, fucking 2 Chainz, man. What the fuck? Like, the one guy who apparently went to college has the absolute most garbage rap that I've ever heard in my life. Like, and I feel like all of his shit is all about birthday parties. Like, he's obsessed with birthday parties. It's like his mom and dad never gave him the birthday party that he truly wanted. So he has to fantasize about it in all of his songs.
Like a big booty hoe.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe. When I die, bury me inside the jewelry store. When I die, bury me inside the jewelry store.
Let's all just talk about how I'm going to be 26 on Monday. What? Oh,
so yeah, if you want, and you should send Boozy some fucking oh shit, Enchanter talk about that 2 Chainz. Boozy should fucking send some fucking coin to Boozy so she can get a good birthday present. She's currently unemployed, so hook her up. She's all about it. All right, babe, I'm trying to hook you up.
Thanks, babe.
Yeet. So yeah, we are verbose.xyz if you're just joining us. Thank you for joining. If you haven't done so yet, I would say go ahead and fucking give us a nice little follow. Thank you for fucking joining us tonight. I'm having super amounts of fun. I'm always having fun on this platform. I think Crafter does as well. What do you think, Crafter? Twitch or DLive?
I like DLive more than Twitch for sure. Twitch is level of censorship and choosing what to censor, like being really, really strict on anything mildly sexual with a male streamer, but then allowing the things like titty streamers to go on is really weird and hypocritical stance. So it's just not a good platform. It's not good for freedom of speech. It's not good for the internet. It's just too closed.
Hmm. 2 Chainz. I really did drop out of Harvard to save the rap game. Oh my God, that's so beautiful. That's literally coming out of 2 Chainz mouth. That's straight up from Enchanter talking about this. That's weird. I just looked at my OBS and I have it set up, you know, to show the chat for Twitch. It doesn't fucking show up. It's so weird. that doesn't update. Jack the Ripper's comment wasn't here. Fucking Enchanty's comments are not here. That's the big gate. See, Enchanter, what you need to do is set up yourself a nice little DLive account, create yourself a Lino wallet, and then join all of us who are elevated and who have been enlightened past the bullshit that is Twitch. It's all about those D-apps, motherfucker.
You got me obsessed with DLive.
I'm glad,
like,
babe.
Crazy. Like, I was on it all day today. Mostly because Doobie streamed for like 5 hours. But that, I was watching this couple earlier with a cute little baby. And you like couldn't see the baby in the frame. And she was like rocking back and forth. And I was like, are you crazy? And then I saw the baby and I was like, oh.
Ah, okay.
You have a baby.
It's like, you fucking you go on the chat. You see this bitch like rocking back and forth. Is she going to kill someone?
But yeah, DLive is awesome.
I dig it. I dig this platform. And thanks for having us, for sure. We doing fucking... I just live cheap and smart. I don't require a fortune. Life is less than weed? Is that what you mean to say?
Is better than life? Is that what you're trying to say?
Or is Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Greater than life.
Yeah, yeah, word. Okay, I was going to say, because Crafter would definitely agree with that. Most of us here would definitely agree with that. I'd say Enchanter would agree with that. We'll have to have him on the show next week. That's if we don't get Joshua on the show. We've been threatening this for a while. So this is a guy that I met at the bar. I know it sounds gay, whatever. he works in tech. He's kind of out there. Motherfucker sitting at the bar with a suit on, stepping into this like karaoke place and shit.
Like, he was very out of place.
Indeed. And at the same token, I'm like, I'm all fucking, I'm all in the middle of getting like, how would you say, scrutinized by the federal government for a job. So I'm thinking this motherfucker's in there to like straight up troll us and find out what we doing, seeing if I'm smoking weed or not. Turns out guy's hammered, takes his teeth out of his face and fucking slinging them around, you know, like it's a good idea. Ends up buying a shit tons of drink that night, party on a Tuesday, go figure. But I want to get him on the show. He has his own channel. It's called Survival of the Fittest on YouTube. You find it, you'll know you're at the right one because it's like a metal picture of a dog thing. It's like his insignia. He does a lot of videos.
His first video, his teeth are about to fall out, so you'll know it's him.
And he does a lot of videos where he hikes and cooks food out in the forest and shit like that. But regardless, he is a very interesting individual. And I would like to kind of stain your brains with this guy. I think you guys should definitely check him out. I want to get him on the show and pick his brain, have Crafter fucking dig into him and all of his esoteric hippie nonsense. So that should be cool. Yeah. Also, shout out to Alex Jones. If you ever want to come on the show, we would love to troll you. Fuck you, John McAfee. Craig Wright, you're an asshole. You're not Satoshi. Go fuck yourself. And Calvin Irie, you got all your money off of fucking internet gambling. Go fuck yourself too. Don't fucking ruin my crypto. What else am I missing? Oh yeah, fucking bisexual Egypt. Most definitely bisexual Egypt. Straight Palestine. And most importantly, the gay Israel. Israel. We are here. We're here every Wednesday, 10 p.m. Mountain Time. You can check out our shit, verbose.xyz, the one and only website that eventually you'll need. You want to learn anything else about us, check us out in our About page on the Miles Lowered account. We'll update it pretty soon here on the verbose.xyz account. That's not fully set up yet. If you're watching us on that platform, thank you so much for checking us out. Definitely give it a follow. Everything's going to be there as well. If you're checking us on Twitch, God, wow, you guys are fucking champions. If you're checking us out on YouTube, either here, now, or later, thank you so very much. Fuck that platform, but thank you for fucking hanging in there. Shout out to DTube. You guys are badasses. Shout out to fucking BitChute. Even though you guys harbor a lot of racists, that shit's funny as fuck. You should check out Expose the Nose on BitChute if you want a good laugh. If you're PC, I wouldn't really check it out, but it's really surprising the shit that they have online still. Shit that would be definitely banned in the UK. Oh, yeah, and before I go, let me do one thing. I want to make sure that all y'all motherfuckers get some of this coin here. So let's do that real quick. You guys ready for me to open this chest?
I'm ready.
Babe, are you logged in? Yeah, you're on. Okay, cool. Just making sure. I want to make sure you get coin too. So, not a lot tonight, but it's all for all of you. You guys enjoy. 30 seconds now. 10.5 Lino will be distributed into your account. Make sure you accept that shit. Or not 10.5, but it'll be distributed to the four people that are watching right now. I'll be back tomorrow styling to beat the 35. We hit today, dude, bro.
He's crazy.
That's fucking crazy, man. Like, the only reason that I wouldn't want to smoke that much weed is because I like keeping my tolerance low, so I don't have to pay so much for it. Fucking Doobie, Boozy getting the most. Doobie getting the second most.
I feel bad. I was here late. Like, I feel like he should have gotten more.
It's the luck of the draw. I don't know how that shit works, but it literally. It's literally the luck of the draw. I've seen people step in, do a follow, and still get some. So, so yeah, check us out every week, 10 p.m. Mountain Time. Hit us up, verbose.xyz. Also, there's a link to our Discord if you ever want to join our Discord. Verbose on Discord. All of our updates are here. We also fucking meme it out like a motherfucker. You can meet all the guys from Valhalla Gameplays. Those guys are autistic yet fun. And yeah, thank you for tuning in to us. And if you're checking us out later on any of these other platforms, thank you so very much. Really appreciate your support. I fucking feel like I've ranted enough tonight. And thank you guys for hanging out. Doobie, thanks for hanging out. I want to give a shout out to Fundy. I want to give a shout out to the 420 stream for putting us up there as a link on your about page. Super appreciate it. Envy Storm. I'll hit you up on Steam, man, with an upvote. Thank you so much. Fuck yeah, dude. I'll send you links to that up here in a bit. Envy Storm, seriously, thank you so much for your support and all the lemons and ice cream yesterday. That was super fun trying to pump the chest. We might have to do that another time. Give Envy Storm a follow. You know, give the castle a follow. Making some amazing Doom maps. Check out the 420 stream. Obviously, fucking subscribe to Doobie. We need to get Doobie fucking to the status of fucking partnered on DLive. That shit would be dank as fuck. Gonna surpass PewDiePie in the next 3 months. It's gonna be badass. Shout out to all those Dutch Canadians out there. Anyways, super pleasure talking with all you guys tonight. Hopefully we will see you next week. And thanks for hanging out with us. We'll see you next time. Peace, y'all.
Bye.